Welcome to today's Hire Every Day, a Friday, the 23rd of January 2026. Today's topic is social media and social vices. Our text today is taken from Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 to 8. Verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Verse 6. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Verse 7. In the which ye also walked some time, when ye lived in them. Verse 8. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Our memory verse is taken from Colossians chapter 3 verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Evelyn loved social media. She watched videos, shared posts, and chatted with friends. It did not take long before she noticed that many posts were filled with hurtful words, dirty jokes, and contents promoting lust. She realized that if she was not careful, she could be influenced by these things. Social media can be useful, helping people learn and stay connected, but it also contains harmful influences. A social vice is a behavior that negatively affects individuals and society. Our text warns against social vices like immorality, falsehood, greed, and evil desires, which are often promoted online. From hateful arguments to deceptive appearances, social media can negatively shape behavior if not used with caution. As Christian youths, we must be different. We are called to set our minds on things above, using online platforms to glorify God rather than reflecting worldly values. To stay pure, believers should be mindful of what they consume on the internet, think before posting, limit screen time, and use social media as a tool positively and for God's glory. Your digital footprints should reflect Christ, not the world. Quote for the day: your digital footprints should reflect Christ. The challenge for today is: shine Christ's light, even on the internet. Prayer. Lord, help me to use the social media wisely. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Hire Every Day, visit us at www.hireeveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.